Hello there!
What's up? Welcome to the Grog and Games cast. My name is Ben, and this is Michael.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. And this is episode 3. Welcome. So today, what are we talking about? What do we got going?
Well, we got a few things on tap today.
Oh, look at you.
So we're going to start out with a little bit of beer that we're drinking this week.
What are we drinking?
Today, it's going to be Grendel.
Grendel.
IPL. Which
IPL.
Which is Imperial Pale Lager.
It's a weird thing, but
yeah, I know.
It happens.
It's not bad. It's by Longship Brewing Company.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about them first. Then we're going to jump into a little service that you're subscribed to.
Yes.
And then, of course, move over to gaming.
Okay, so this is a local San Diego brewery. They're down here in downtown San Diego. I don't know what percent this is.
It's 6.7.
6.7.
Yeah.
It's pretty delicious.
It's good. I like it. I don't know that I've had any IPLs.
I don't
before.
Know if I drink IPAs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They probably had one in there. Mm-hmm. It was actually a lager, but I don't.
It's,
I never noticed.
It's a little lighter, so it reminds you, I think, more of a lager.
Yeah.
But it's got that hoppy like punch in it that I like.
That punch.
Got that punch.
I like that punch.
I do too.
Yeah, it's a good one. The cool thing that I noticed is that every beer they have seems to be Norse.
Yeah, it had like themed. Some really cool like shield wall IPA. I was like, whoa,
yeah,
that's pretty
cool.
Rad.
Everything is Norse mythology or historical stuff like that. And they have a big Viking ship on the front of their logo. And I guess that's the Longship.
Yeah, I had never heard of this company until you, when we get into the Shirts on Tapped service. But that's kind of how we stumbled upon this beer.
Yeah.
I got to say, I'm pretty pleased. It's pretty good.
So the way that we found it, I was told at work by a friend that there is a service in a few cities that basically you deliver they deliver a shirt to you, and it comes with a bunch of info and kind of swag for that brewery.
That's cool.
And so I signed up. It was $15. It's called Shirts on Tap. I think the cities that it does are San Diego.
Okay.
Portland.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Seattle and Denver. I think those are the four they
those
have right now.
Those four would make a lot of sense.
All those hipster ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, yeah, signed up and you get to pick your shirt size, how you prefer the logo on the shirt, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's really cool. I like that.
So instead of just sending you a shirt, they say, do you like the logo on the front more? Do you like a logo on the back more? And because it's a smaller company and not every state or every city even, they can customize it for you. And then you also get to pick the cotton, even. Like, if you like the soft cotton or, like, a hard cotton, which is weird.
Yeah. Who doesn't like soft cotton?
I picked soft cotton.
Yeah,
so.
I want it to be soft on my skin.
Yeah.
It's so delicate.
It's a really comfortable shirt, and I'm going to be wearing it. I'm happy with it.
It looked a little big on you when I saw it.
Well, I mean, I got a large, and I'm, like, right in between the two, so I could switch that. That's the other nice thing is you can change your order at any
time. That's cool. It's a lot like Lootware is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's a subscription service where you get a shirt every month.
Every month.
It's reasonably priced. I don't know how this is priced.
$15.
That's not bad.
No, it's great.
Plus, you got a bunch of other shit with it.
Shit stuff. So, I got these. They're kind of like coupons, almost. I got some, like, swag stickers with SA Longship Brewery.
I like that sticker, actually.
It's
pretty cool.
I like white and gold. Those are kind of cool. Then it came with a brief description here. Longship Brewery is built on the passion and belief that there are near endless possibilities for exploration in the realm of beer, blah, 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 blah. And basically they're just saying they're like the Norsemen of beer.
That's cool. That's a cool title to give yourself.
They're exploring different kinds of beer, so they're kind of innovative and things like that.
That's pretty cool because this is a different kind of beer that you don't have a lot of.
Again, yeah, I've never had an IPA.
I think when I was looking through, they had a lot of sours, which are kind of getting popular now around here.
Yeah.
I don't know that a lot of other areas in the country are really getting sours yet.
When I lived in Chicago, I don't think anyone really had sours.
No, I think there are some places that are doing it. Like if you have a Micros, they're trying sours, but in San Diego, I think they're huge. They're right behind IPAs.
And what else did they give me here?
What's that?
Member perk, half off a full pour for you and a friend down at the brewery.
Damn,
so that's cool.
Pretty good.
Then they gave me this Guildfest coupon thing.
Okay.
It's a 2-day pass, $100 to San Diego, 60 plus San Diego breweries are there. It's like kind of like a convention.
Oh, that's cool.
Where just all these breweries are there.
Hmm.
This already passed, though. I didn't have a chance to go because I was working.
Of course.
And then this weekend, they have a coupon here for $5 off admission, a pair of general tickets to Collabapalooza.
Yeah, it's at Carl Strauss.
By Carl Strauss.
Huh.
Which is kind of cool.
Is it at Carl Strauss? Where is it at?
It's
at the Observatory in North Park.
Yeah. So it's down
That's going to be hopping.
It's going to be... That was a beer joke.
God damn. All these hopping jokes.
So... Yeah, it's kind of cool. I think I'm going to keep my subscription. I definitely like the shirt.
I might have to try it after this next one.
Yeah, I it's cool. I was a little upset at first because I was like, I don't know this brewery, but that's the whole point.
Yeah.
And there's going to be other ones that I do know, and I'll be really stoked to have some swag from those places. So it's a great deal, $15.
If you're in any of those four areas.
If you're in... Well, I mean, most people who listen, I think, are in San Diego, but...
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we got a few.
Well, they'll expand out to, I'm sure, other locations.
And we got some Vegas listeners.
And got Utah.
Utah listeners.
So, I mean, there's people spread across the country.
It's mostly over here. I don't think we've spread in.
No, I don't think so either.
Out of the Midwest yet. But, yeah, so it's great.
Cool.
I'm going to keep that up and definitely.
I think looking at what you get, it's a good value.
It's $15.
Yeah.
There's no other loot boxes out there that are $15, including shipping.
That includes shipping.
That includes shipping.
Well, hell yeah, that's pretty good.
So it's a t-shirt a month. You get 12 t-shirts a year.
$15, that's not bad.
Yeah. So
especially if you're into beer.
And I'm into beer.
Hey.
I enjoy beer.
I think we all are.
That's why we're here. All right, so let's move on to what are we playing? What have we been playing, Mike? We've been playing a lot of something here.
We've been playing a lot of Mario Odyssey.
We sure have.
Oh my god.
I believe it's Super
Mario Odyssey. It is Super Mario Odyssey. I wrote it down as Super Mario Odyssey. I just didn't say it.
Well... We need to get to Super.
It's, you know, that's going to be our main topic of the show.
So tell me what you think.
It's really fucking good.
It's good. I tell you, we were having this conversation earlier. It's up there for Game of the Year.
God, it has
I think it's easy to say that everyone's going to have to say this is a contester.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're serious about that kind of thing, this is absolutely a contester for Game of the Year.
I think it's crazy that... You have that and Zelda from Nintendo that are both going to be Game of the Year.
And Splatoon and ARMS.
And Splatoon. I mean, Nintendo's had a really good year.
Very good. And a new console.
And, yeah. And Super Mario Odyssey was what I've wanted from a Mario game for so long. Galaxy didn't grab me. The 2D, like, platforming.
Right.
What was that one called?
New
Super Mario Brothers Wii or whatever.
And Wii U. Yep.
Those games were cool and, like...
3D Land.
3D. I had 3D Land on 3DS. It never grabbed me.
Isn't 3D Land the Wii U one? I don't know.
No, 3D Land's on 3DS.
There's one on Wii U too.
Well, yeah, whatever. But this is a Mario game that hasn't grabbed me since Mario 64. That game.
How many years ago was that? Let's say I think it was like 90. It was a launch game.
So when did N64 come out? 98?
No, I think it was 96, 97.
Okay.
Because I think Zelda was 98.
Okay, because Ocarina of Time wasn't out.
It was 98.
Okay, so you figured 96, 97,
I think Majora's Mask was 2000, so...
20 years?
It's about
20. Since Mario 64. And this Mario game is the first Mario game I've beaten since then.
That's impressive.
And it's so fun and full of joy and... I just, like, that's all I can say. It's just, it's fun to pick up that console.
It's exciting.
Like,
so, I'm with you. I have played many Mario games over the years.
Yeah, you probably have played more than I have.
Well, I mean, I think I 100%ed the one on Wii, and I definitely played Galaxy 1 and 2.
Okay.
They're great. And Sunshine, you know, even going back to GameCube.
Yeah, I never played Sunshine either.
Sunshine was good, it just wasn't what we wanted out
of Mario
64.
I think a lot of people
Mario
didn't
64.
Like Flood.
I liked Flood. I had no problem with it.
Okay.
Better graphics, too. It was kind of cleaner than 64.
Yeah. Nice shitty
game. So, having said that, I am going to 100% this game.
You're going to get... What's the star count?
There's no stars.
Sorry.
There are moons.
Moon count.
The moon count is 876, I think, and then you can buy additional stars up to 999.
Damn.
And that's,
what are you at right now?
I am currently at 750-ish.
Holy fuck! You're fucking kidding me.
And this is only after a week too.
I'm only at like 170 stars, and I just beat the game.
I've been grinding, man. That's the thing. Is every time I come home, I'm like, okay, I can go play, you know, Destiny with Mike and everyone. Or guess what? I can sit on the couch by myself and enjoy Mario for like 4 hours.
I feel almost the same way when I come home from work.
Yeah.
I mean, we get off at like 3.
Yeah.
And then I come home and I'm like, it seems too early to jump on my Xbox.
Yeah.
So I'll just like sit on a chair downstairs, watch TV, and just play Super Mario. And it's so good.
It's enjoyable the entire time you're playing. It's relaxing too, you know? It's not as like hardcore.
I know.
And that's just basically the feeling that it gives you. But let's get down to it. What's going on in this game?
Well,
what's the story?
I mean, you got a little cat buddy.
I
guess we probably shouldn't spoil it.
We're not going to spoil, but we can get it. It's the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, so you're basically, I mean, surprise, surprise, Bowser has captured Princess Peach. And kicked your butt off of his
Seriously kicks your ass.
Early on, you're just getting your butt kicked by him.
Well, it opens in a battle, which is kind of cool.
It was a really cool opening.
Of it being like, oh, here's Mario going to visit Peach. Oh, she's kidnapped. It's like, no, they're already fighting. That was kind of cool.
It was awesome. Yeah. And that was really cool. I think the introduction of Cappy, because Cappy is your hat now.
Because your little sidekick.
Your hat gets shredded by Bowser, by his ship.
That was a mean thing.
I know. Well, it was the ship. It wasn't really his fault.
He tossed it. He tossed it off the ship.
Yeah, I know. But hey, Bowser's got a Bowser.
So Cappy is a hat ghost.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, he's a hat ghost.
I know.
He looks like a ghost.
All his people are, though, too.
Yeah, they're all
really
that way.
Creepy.
It's kind of cool. I like the ghosts. Yep.
We have ghosts.
We have ghosts. So I like the hat ghosts, and he basically says, oh man, you know, Bowser stole your lady, and he also stole my sister, who's your lady's tiara. What a coincidence.
It's odd that they chose to be his Cappy's sister, as opposed to, like, his love interest thing.
I don't think they want to make the whole thing a love story, probably. But
yeah, I can understand.
So Mario and his hat ghost, who's now his hat, run around, and you can use your hat ghost to... They don't like the word possess.
Yeah, well, it is. It's possession.
It's called capturing. So you capture... I don't know if that's...
Why are they playing Pokemon or something?
I don't know. You throw your hat at an enemy, and you can become them.
Not even just enemies. Anything. Almost anything.
There's a lot of things. There's a list of... I think the list was around 50, probably.
Jeez.
Things that you can become. I finished that list, too, by the way. I've got all the music and all the captures.
Dude, you're a psycho. You're an absolute psycho.
I'm down to like the wire now, where I'm getting all the tough ones that I don't enjoy. You know, it's like just kind of grindy.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know that I can get.
I got
that
all the purple
high.
Coins too. There's a collectible purple coins. You can spend those as currency in the shops.
God.
And it's fantastic. I can't stop playing. Even if I just like hop on for 20 minutes, you know, it's like, oh, it's time to go to bed. I'm gonna play for 20 minutes in bed and then go to sleep.
Yeah,
it's great for that.
It's so good for that. This is why I think, for me, Mario is Game of the Year.
Why?
Over Zelda.
Because of
just
the replayability and the
feeling that I get from Mario as opposed to Zelda.
It's pure joy and like entertainment.
I think you feel more accomplished when you beat Zelda.
Yeah.
Like, you have that sheer, like, oh my god, I beat Ganon, and this was such an epic journey for me to get to this. Mario is just this, like,
constant
fun
ride.
Jaunt in different worlds all the way to the end. It's not really ever... You're never really, like, super challenged.
Yeah.
But it's still... There's still challenge.
There's some of these stars or moons that have really given me a hard time.
No, yeah. And you can get that into it, and you can... That's what I like about it, is you can dive in and go for all these hard moons.
Yeah.
But you can just, you know, get as many moons as you need on each to progress the story.
I'd also like to point out that you finished this game. That's a big deal.
I fucking did. I know. I can't believe you never finished games.
We said that in our first episode, didn't we?
We did. However, I think I've now finished 2 games in a week.
What else did you finish?
The next topic.
Oh, what's that?
Call of Duty World War II. I didn't call it Modern Warfare 2. Woo!
You had to think about that.
I had to. But I played Call of Duty
There it is.
World War II. I went and got it. I was like, I want to try this. Call of Duty has burned me in the past.
So you rented it.
I rented it. I did not purchase the game.
From Redbox.
I rented it, and I was like, I'm going to play this, and I want to try to review this game for us. So what I did is, the first day I got it, the Xbox servers are all down.
Of course.
PlayStation working fine.
Let me say, I don't think that's an Xbox issue.
I know, PlayStation was fine.
I know, but that doesn't matter because they're still running different servers.
Yeah, I know. But nonetheless, the servers were down, so I'm like, you know what? I have to do the story. And, I mean, I haven't played a Call of Duty story probably since Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops, that kind of era of Call of Duty game. And this game, really good.
Yeah?
The story was really fun. The one thing I will say is there is quite a few glitches I saw going through. It was like a little buggy. Like people would be like stuck in an animation, like stuck up against a wall, like moving.
That's like old school
buggy. It takes you out of it really badly. But that didn't only happen maybe like two or three times, which, you know, didn't ruin the experience completely for me. And then the story, there are some missions where it's a lot of stealth, and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't mind stealth.
I just don't like when they, like it's clearly the best option, and all the other options are going to be a super pain in the ass for you.
That's when you like it?
That's when I hate it.
Oh.
Like, when it's
like you can go could guns stealth, blazing?
Or you could go guns blazing. Like, either way has its advantages. There are some disadvantages, but you're not, like, super punished. This one, you're, like, you're hit over the head. And I was playing on I wasn't playing on, like, harder. The hardest. I was playing on, like, not the lowest, but the next lowest, because I wanted to get through the campaign.
Sure.
But I'll tell you right now, the cutscenes in that game also, gorgeous. Like, really pretty.
I mean, they look beautiful. I watched the trailers and everything and some gameplay, and it looks great.
The story, I actually cared about all the characters.
And I don't even care about Call of Duty anymore for reference. Like, no. It's kind of...
I don't either. In the past
now, it seems dead to me.
Yeah.
And I know they're trying to kind of reboot it with bringing back World War II, but it looks good. I'll probably pick it up. I wouldn't pay full price for this game.
No. I think this game is still a multiplayer game. Okay. You're buying this game for the multiplayer. The story, still really good.
So, compare it a little bit here for me with Battlefield 1 that we had last year.
Battlefield 1, okay. So, reference, I played a third of the campaign, maybe, for that.
There's only, like, six levels.
Yeah, so I probably played two of them.
Okay.
Battlefield 1, I think, didn't have the kind of issues with the story. Like the goofiness, like the people in walls. And I think the story was a little bit more real. It felt a little bit more real as opposed to the Call of Duty one. Is like all Call of Duty games, it's like crazy over the top. You have these huge set pieces where a giant, like, I don't want to ruin like what happens in this, but just like there's really huge set pieces that are just really outlandish, and there's zero way that it could happen. Battlefield 1, I could believe a lot of that shit happened.
Yeah.
And then the multiplayer aspect, they're two completely different animals.
Yeah.
Battlefield 1 is really team-based. Call of Duty is not.
Call of Duty is just kills. Get your kills.
Get your kills. I even play a team game usually. I usually play Domination, which is...
I love Domination.
Which you have to control points, but I lost a lot. Because I wasn't communicating.
That's a bummer.
But the multiplayer was so good. It was really fun. The whole time. There's like a few things like you have that like I think Call of Duty brings out the certain rage in people.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it's just like, how the heck did that guy kill me?
Or everyone's not helping you and you're
picking your team. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's not always just the game's fault. It's a lot of the people that you're playing with Or like campers, shit like that.
Yeah.
Battlefield 1 I think has a better for everyone is going to enjoy that game.
Yeah.
For Call of Duty, if you played Call of Duty in the past and you really liked Call of Duty, I think this game's going to be for you.
Great.
Because the multiplayer is really tight. The guns are fun. They're not like crazy, like 50 million scopes and attachments on them. It's got a scope, it has a grip, and it has a silencer. That's like,
great.
That's all you want. It's really bare bones.
I don't even think they had silencers back then.
I don't think so either, but they put them on there.
Okay.
It's fun though. And kill streaks, you can only get kill streaks once a game.
Oh, okay. Which is cool. The guys that are really good aren't going to just destroy
everything. Yeah, if you don't get destroyed, you don't notice kill streaks really at all.
Okay.
Because it's radar. Like, what I was using, I was playing early also, and it takes a while for you to unlock all the different things. But I was playing with radar, I was playing with a care package, and then artillery. And I got to artillery probably every game.
That's good.
Which is like a high, high-ish point streak.
Yeah.
But it didn't, get me, 50 kills. It got me a couple kills. Yeah. It helped swing the advantage a little bit in our favor, which is, I think, what killstreaks should do.
That's how
they
should
not be, AC-130s and fucking Call of Duty. Yeah, nukes. Winning the game because I have a nuke. But I really enjoy this game. It's probably a solid 8 to 8.5 in my opinion.
Okay.
And if you like Call of Duty, this game's for you. If you're one of those people that kind of fell off after, like, the Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3's time, I would say give this game a chance. I would rent the game. Also, I would not buy this game if you're not sure about Call of Duty.
That's what I'm thinking, is maybe I'll just go out and
Just rent it. I had a free credit to Redbox, so I was like, screw it, I'm going to try it. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, honestly, I'll probably do the same thing. Yeah, I think I'll just go through the campaign, see how I like it, and if it drops for the holidays, maybe I'll pick it up and see.
I think that's the right way to do it. So we have one more game that we've been playing, as usual. It'll be brief.
Surprise.
It's Destiny.
It's Destiny.
Destiny 2. We just have the new faction rallies, which, if you don't know what that is, it's basically you have three different factions, teams.
They're teams. And you pledge to a team, and you gain credits for that team to kind of get armor and things like that. And then it all goes into a big bank, and whichever team gets the most credits...
You get a weapon.
You get a weapon. At the end of the week, right?
Yeah, it's the end of the week, so it'll be Tuesday. Monday. Yeah, Tuesday. It'll unlock.
Unlock on Tuesday.
Unlock on Tuesday.
So we're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's pretty simple. Just do... There's, like, daily challenges you have to do. It's...
Also, they announced... I think the bigger thing is they announced a little bit about the... what is it? The Temple of Osiris?
Oh, Curse of Osiris.
Curse of Osiris.
Yeah.
Cyrus. Curse of Osiris.
Cyrus.
So that comes out in December.
Yeah, I'm stoked. The first
DLC pack. We don't know a whole lot. Also, I was thinking about it. They say something like more raid...
Content.
Not they say raid content. They don't say a new raid.
There's a lot of speculation that I was reading about this.
Yep.
One that is just an extension of Kallus. Where they change Kallus. An extension
of Kallus?
Or they change Kallus up.
Ay. I don't like that.
Two, it's the Vault of Glass from Destiny 1.
I heard about that.
That would be cool. I'd be okay with that because I never did it. So
I didn't either.
And then three, it's going to be like a light raid. Almost a strike, like a longer strike.
I've heard that they're even trying to throw people off. And it could just be a raid.
It could be a raid, yeah. Possible. I kind of hope it's just a raid or Vault of Glass. Those are the two things I'm hoping for.
Just give us content.
That's all I want.
Because how much is it? 15, right?
I think so. I bought the
point is, like, if the price point is a third of a game, you should give us a third of a game.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're giving you a new planet.
That's fine. I need a third of a game.
Well, planet, I mean, how many planets are in the game? Four?
Five.
Is there five planets?
Right.
Earth, Titan... Nessus, I guess you're
right.
Io.
I'm thinking of the Traveler. You're right.
And the Traveler, yeah. So four, you're getting another planet, which is, thank God, I'm getting tired of the other planet.
Seriously.
Especially Io. Get that planet out of here. Just replace that planet. Just get rid of it.
You know what? We're going to just remove Io.
We're just going to get rid of Io, guys. Yeah. Nessus, Titan, Earth, fine. Get rid of fucking Io.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's
literally the worst. It's just like a barren desert in space. And it's not even fun to, like, dig
it's
around.
It's terrible.
On. Okay, so that comes out December 5th, right?
I think December 5th is when that comes out.
We saw some new weapons in that CG trailer. Also,
CG trailer is sick.
It is sick.
It's really good.
And I think they showed the name of the next one. I can't remember, but that one will be out a few months after.
Yeah, I would guess, looking at how this is released, it's like 3 months since release.
3 months, so March.
So you figure March. That's
spring. I say spring.
Yeah, spring. I like how they spread this out because it gets you back into it. Because you figure around the end of December, people will maybe be tapering off of Call of Duty. People are looking for something different. Oh, Destiny's got something new. I might as well try that again.
Yeah.
Which I like. And they're doing a lot of different things. Iron Banner's going to be different. Faction rallies are going to be different. They're changing a lot of the guns and shit and the way you earn faction rally tokens.
Yeah.
And Iron Banner is going to probably matter more, and they have really cool gear that I want.
I want that wolf thing from the first game.
You might.
If they bring it back, I'll get it.
I might have it.
Everything into it.
I know you would. You'd grind hard for that wolf head.
Yeah. You give me a wolf head to wear, I will be a happy camper.
I mean, Destiny 2 is a game that I still play on the regular, and I'm still kind of having fun with it. I just maxed out another character.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still lingering there. And
I'm in the same place.
We're like a month out. It's going to come at the perfect time for Destiny.
Yeah.
You'll probably won't be playing Destiny anymore.
Why?
You'll be playing Battlefront.
I haven't decided if I'm buying that, all right?
Wow.
I'll buy it. For sure, I will. I just don't know when.
We should talk about this. You said there's the free DLC for Battlefront.
That was announced today. I don't remember the name. It was something. It's basically just the Last Jedi expansion DLC.
And it's free.
And Mitch Dyer, who wrote the game for the single player, was like, "It is free, everyone. That's it's dumb. Free. Don't be upset that we're already announcing DLC before the game comes out.
Yeah, no,
it's free DLC at the same time the movie comes out. Enjoy.
That's fucking cool, though.
It is.
Because it's like, what are you going to want to do after you see Last Jedi?
I'll tell you right now that when I saw The Force Awakens, that night I went from the movie theater to Target to buy Battlefront.
See?
Because I was like, I absolutely need to have more Star Wars in my life right now.
I mean, there's a lot of Star Wars news happening right now, too.
Also, Respawn. Let's talk
about Respawn. Yeah, no, Respawn just got bought by EA. I believe the figure is right around $400 million. EA acquired Respawn and all their properties.
They've already been publishing for Respawn.
Correct. They helped finance and publish the first game.
For
original Titanfall, because it was made by the people that did Call of Duty originally.
Right. Same team.
Same team. So, like Infinity Ward people, basically.
They switched over.
They started their own Respawn Entertainment.
Yep.
EA helped them on the first game. I think helped them a lot on the, not a lot, not as much on the second game because they kind of built up their base. They
still produced it, though.
They published it.
Yeah.
They distributed it. That's so, it.
Yeah.
That's a huge commitment. I'm not surprised, but I also am a little surprised.
Well, here's the thing. So we talked about this. They just closed Visceral.
Yeah, that was what we talked about last week.
And now they buy another studio. So it seems to me that they just closed Visceral so that they can buy Respawn. Which sucks because they're both working on Star Wars games.
Yep.
Respawn and Visceral were doing Star Wars. And they just kind of came to the conclusion, hey, we're going to make more money with in-game purchases at Respawn.
That's what I should say is that one of the things that I was reading a lot of speculation on was them wanting to utilize this game that Respawn's making more of as a games-as-service kind of game, as opposed to Visceral was just a single-player experience.
Does it seem to you that there's even single-player in this Respawn game we're getting?
I think there will be. I think they have to because they screwed up on Titanfall 1 where they did no multiplayer. They did no story.
That's true.
But here's the thing. Is it going to be a first-person shooter?
Well,
because you have Battlefront, made by the same company now.
It's got to be something. It's either its own adventure game, kind of like...
Like, what if it was like Gears?
A third-person shooter?
Third-person shooter, but also has a story.
Shadows of the Empire style?
Yeah, kind of that idea.
What if it's a reboot of Shadows of the Empire?
That'd be fucking sick.
That'd be so cool.
I don't think they could do that, because I think that's a Rare game.
Was it Rare? I don't think it was Rare. It was Lucas...
Oh, was it?
Lucas Arts, whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
But the cool thing is, we're still getting a Star Wars game.
We're still getting it by EA.
By EA, and it's supposed to come out in like a year and a half.
They said they've made great progress on the game
by the end of 2018.
No way. I don't think so.
You don't think holiday 2018?
I don't think they are because we would have maybe seen something.
No,
we would have seen like a fake trailer, like not a fake trailer, but
we
like
saw a fake trailer for Amy Hennig's game, and that's gone.
Yeah,
so we don't need a trailer.
Yeah.
Also, we saw concept art trailers for Star Wars 1313.
Oh god, that
and that's gone.
So good.
We've also here's the cool thing is 20 years from now we're gonna see actual gameplay of these games that keep getting canceled. Just like we saw Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Remember there was that canceled Darth Maul game that came out? Like they had like trailers for it a few years ago.
That.
They're like, yeah, we were going to make this and decided not to. Everyone's like, why not?
Why would you do this?
It was really cool. But yeah, we're not going to get that Amy Hennig game. Maybe we'll see some in the future.
The EA acquisition of Respawn, I think, even goes beyond Star Wars. Because Star Wars is a big part of that. I think they are like, we're shutting down Visceral, that game, we don't like it. Let's bring in Respawn. They probably Respawn probably showed them the game.
Probably.
Before they bought them.
Probably.
Because they had to have...
Well, if they're...
What's the reason for buying them? If you're going to close a studio that you don't like the game they're making, then you require another studio that maybe you don't like the game they're making, too.
I mean, they have Titanfall. But
that's
I don't think Titanfall is enough for them to be...
No. They're also doing a VR game, too.
Yeah. Aren't they doing Titanfall VR?
I don't know.
Is there a rumor about that?
There was a rumor that it was like you're going to be the pilot on
Titanfall. Yeah, in the mech.
Possibly. They haven't announced that. That is not confirmed by them.
Rumors.
But you think
you
about
heard it here first. VR Titanfall.
You think
like
about
and
it.
Like and subscribe at the bottom.
Oh god! But you think about it. EA could have an annual first-person shooter coming out every holiday. They could have a Titanfall game. They could have a Battlefront game. They could have a Battlefield game. once a year. They don't have to, like, put two out. They're not competing against themselves.
They're all different studios.
Yeah.
Working on them.
It's crazy.
I don't think we'll see anything past a possible Battlefront 3.
I don't think so either.
Because there's nothing else. What are you going to do?
Maybe that's why they acquired Respawn.
To do another one?
To, like, take that off of DICE so DICE can focus on Battlefield.
Well, so here's the thing, though. You get kind of stale with Star Wars. Like, Star Wars isn't stale, but if you're doing the Battle of Hoth every game,
yeah,
people are going to get pissed.
Is there enough? Well, technically, there's a million places they could go, but they not just, places that we've been.
Yeah, so I think maybe the smart thing to do is to do a Battlefront game every 2 years for 3 games.
Yeah.
And just release them around the same time as the episodic Star Wars movies.
Okay.
Like, hey, guess what? Episode 10's coming out. Don't you want to play as these characters? And you're like, yes, sense. Of course I do.
So that's what I'm thinking, actually, is the Respawn game could be coming out for the next Han Solo. What if it's a Han Solo game?
Just leave him alone. Stop it.
I think I'm just fucking with you, but, like, what if that was the thing? It comes out around the Han Solo movie.
There shouldn't even... I don't know. This is another topic, but I feel like we probably shouldn't even have a Han Solo movie.
Wow.
I'm excited for it. I'll go see it.
You love Harrison Ford.
I do, but do we need to... We know he's friends with a big walking carpet, and they fly around space.
Spice.
And spoilers, if you haven't seen Star Wars Force Awakens by now, then it's your own damn fault. Han Solo dies in that one, so what? Just close it. Just stop. Stop it. Move on. Give us a new character to love. You know what? Let's make a Dash Rendar movie.
Hey, I'm into it. That's what the game should be. It should be a Dash Rendar game.
Holy shit, Dash Rendar. Bring him back.
We just said Shadows of the Empire.
I know, but I didn't really think it all through.
Oh.
I was just thinking third person. And then also... They could do someone like Kyle Katarn. He was canon. He was canon for a long time until Disney acquired the rights. And he was actually the one who stole the Death Star plans in the original canon.
Not anymore.
I know. Now it's Rogue One and all that bullshit. But whatever. So, I'm just saying, there's good shit out there. There's lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what they do.
Yeah. I mean, let's maybe move on.
Let me say one more thing.
Okay. Oh, no.
Let's just hope they don't cancel this one. Boom, there it
is. Yeah, that is... Here's a bunch of games that aren't canceled and are actually coming out.
Oh, what do we got?
Well, we touched on Call of Duty World War II.
That came out this week.
That came out...
Friday.
Yeah, it came out 11/3, so last Friday.
Okay.
We hadn't recorded an episode, so I wanted to make sure we included that.
Yeah.
Then we have Sonic Forces came out 2 days ago.
Guess what?
I've heard zero about this game.
I've heard a little.
Zero!
I think I got a 5 out of 10 on IGN or something like that, somewhere around there.
Not surprised.
I want to play it. I think there's a demo.
There could be.
You know what? There is a demo. And the demo, this is the weird thing. The demo cuts you off after 10 minutes. Or no, a minute of play. It's 1 minute. It's 60 seconds of play. And they turn it back to the main menu.
Excuse me.
You can't even get through the first level in a minute.
I'm going to say it right here. That is not a demo.
No, it's not. It's like a cinematic... garbage that you can kind of play.
All right. Well, fuck that game.
So that's out on all platforms.
That is. We also have Horizon Zero Dawn, the DLC, The Frozen Wilds.
Are people still playing that?
My girlfriend, Tori, who I love.
Shout out.
Is super excited for that game. She played the first game. She beat it.
This isn't the second game, though.
She beat the game, the main game.
Okay.
And then there's this part.
This is the DLC expansion. Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's gotten good reviews. It's like 8.5-ish.
That's good for DLC.
Good. Yeah. And then the Need for Speed Payback. There's a Need for Speed game coming out? I had no idea.
Guess what? It got bad reviews also. I think that got a 5 out of 10 also.
What is that on? Oh, it's on everything?
It's on everything.
Except for Switch.
That's okay. No one's going to play this game anymore.
Yeah,
so
no.
There hasn't been a good Need... I'm going to go on record. There has not been a good Need for Speed game since the original Most Wanted.
Okay, I can understand. I didn't play a lot of the Need for Speed games. They always seemed like fun.
Nope.
They weren't?
Okay. Not all of them. Most of them are pretty bad, actually.
Okay, fair enough.
The good ones are Need for Speed, Most Wanted, and then I think the two before that were Underground 1 and 2. Underground 2 is...
I think I played Underground. I think I played Underground 1.
Underground 2 is the second best game in the franchise.
Okay.
Most Wanted, the original. Because they're both called Most Wanted.
Yeah.
But the first one that came out on GameCube and original Xbox is... the best racing game that they put out for Need for Speed.
I
digress.
Let's move on to Nintendo platforms.
Okay, so Mario Party, the top 100. It's just mini games.
why is this game not on Switch?
It would look really bad, honestly.
Why is it not on Switch?
Almost all these games were on the 3DS version, and you blow it up to a 60-inch TV, it's going to look like that. So it's on a portable...
Here's the thing. Make it handheld only. There's some games that do that.
There are games, but Nintendo wants to use
its functionality. I know. They want it to be both.
So it's not going to do that.
And then Doom.
Doom came out... It comes out Friday, right?
Yeah, Doom. I think both Doom,
by the time you hear this,
Speed, and Mario are all coming out on Friday.
By the time you hear this, it'll be up for sale.
Doom, though.
Doom, I was watching some gameplay footage. It looks really good. I was thinking the textures might be kind of dumbed down.
Yeah, what were you watching it on? Were you watching someone play it on handheld or on a TV?
It was just captured.
Okay.
So I assume that's... the same as... Well, I guess... I don't know if that matters.
I don't know if it does. I think if it's captured, it's probably coming while it's in dock mode.
Yeah, I would assume.
So...
They were probably playing with the Pro Controller in dock mode.
Oh, God. I think that game you have to probably play
dock mode. I was thinking the same thing. And it looks good texture-wise. The one thing I noticed, I don't know if it was on my end watching it or not. I don't think it was, but it was buffering when a lot of stuff was going on. So not buffering, but like it was slowing down.
It got really framey.
Yeah, it was.
Got Destiny 2 framey.
It got Destiny 2 framey.
A million people on screen. It's just.
It was mostly just the body parts of demons flying apart, and it kind of lagged it out a little bit.
Huh.
But other than that, it looks gorgeous. It looks just like it does on Xbox. I've actually reinstalled it since this was coming out, and I've been playing it on Xbox again.
Good.
And I'm loving it still. It's hard as hell, but I'm glad it's on the Switch because there's
nothing else like this. I am too. I'm glad about that. I'm glad about Wolfenstein 2 coming.
That'll be
in the spring, I think.
Yeah, late spring.
Which is cool. This is what we wanted from Switch. Is like Bethesda.
We didn't want to be missing out. That's really
No, I know.
We didn't want to have to be secluded for having a Nintendo console, and now Bethesda is the first one who's like, you won't be. You may have to wait a little bit longer. But we'll get it to you, and you're going to be able to play the Wolfenstein, Doom, Skyrim. You can play all these.
I'm honestly 100% okay with that.
I know, it's fine.
Just you don't have to play games when they come out.
You just want the ability to play it.
Some games you do. Doom is a game, who cares?
It's been out for a year.
Wolfenstein 2, who cares? They're both single player games.
You'll enjoy them. You're not missing out on like leveling up or anything in multiplayer.
The Switch is not there to be your Destiny, your Call of Duty, your Battlefield, Battlefront.
It's good
games.
For party games and first.
Exactly.
Like single player games.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what we want, and that's what we're getting from Bethesda.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So let's move into reader questions.
We got
a lot.
Dude, I got some shit questions, I gotta tell you.
I got really good questions.
Okay.
I'm gonna go into the first one, which I think is just gonna be only on me.
Okay. What do you got?
From Stephen Hillen from Facebook. He asks he wants to talk about NHL 18 and how it compares to NHL 17. Two games I know you haven't played.
All right, well, here's the mic. You enjoy.
Okay. We'll see you a little bit later.
I know so much about sports. Okay. I'll see you around.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, here, it's just me now, so... NHL 18, I have to say, a bit of a... I wouldn't say a disappointment, but it's NHL 17 repackaged. There's a few cool modes, I think, in this game.
Take a shot.
Like, oh, okay. Well, grab a shot and play with my dog. Okay.
What's up, dude?
The 3v3 mode is awesome in 18. The graphics are honestly just about the same. And other than that, it's...
You're really selling this one.
I love it. I'm one of those people that's like... You know, there's those Madden people who are like, I get Madden every year. I'm the NHL 18. I'm the NHL person. So I get the NHL game every year no matter what.
Cool, Mike.
This game is... If you like 17, just stick with 17, honestly. The cool features is they have an expansion draft.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let me pause, all right?
Pause it.
There is NHL 17, or is it 17 or 18?
18 right now.
Okay.
It's out already.
It's out now? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it worth getting every year like a Madden game, or is it like, hey, if you haven't played in a few years, pick this up absolutely?
Ugh. God, I think for a long time the NHL EA games were the best sport games that they made.
Granted, I love hockey.
I know.
My wife loves hockey and she got me into it.
That's the one sport game you can kind of get into.
Yep.
The thing I'll say about NHL is for a long time it was the franchise that I was like, they're always making changes, they're always updating. This one feels like it's a lot harder, it's a lot more sim as opposed to arcadey.
Okay.
So it's like a lot more like you're playing hockey as opposed to... Fucking shoot the puck from all the way down the ice and it's going in.
That's how I play hockey.
Well, Well, you're the special one.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, I really appreciate this question because I love NHL 18. But it's, if you have 17 and you play 17, just stick with 17, honestly.
Okay. So, do you have any other questions?
I do have another question.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay. So, Pikmin 3. Do you see it coming out on Switch in 2018?
Who's this from?
It's from Keegan Stewart.
Okay. Pikmin 3.
I've never played a Pikmin game, so...
Oh, okay. So, they had a Pikmin game come out last year on 3DS. Or maybe it was this year. Either way, it was a flop.
It came out this year.
It was a flop.
I heard real bad things about it.
It was a 2D platformer side-scroller. And basically, it's kind of the... It's just what people don't want out of a Pikmin game. You want to be exploring. It doesn't have exploration. You want to kind of level up your ship and collect things. It doesn't really have any of that. It's kind of like an action platformer, and that's not what people ask for out of a Pikmin game.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe that was them saying, no more Pikmin, because we failed. Or it could be inspirational and say, hey, we need to do Pikmin right. If we're going to do Pikmin, let's get it out.
Yeah. I
heard that Miyamoto's project?
I don't know.
I think it was his project. I think he's been working on it for a while. So, if we are going to get one, it would make sense for them to... follow up their great first year with a great Pikmin game second year.
I want to follow up that question with another question for you. What does 2018 look like for you for Switch? What do you think's coming?
What's coming for Switch?
First party.
Well, there's the Pokemon game that we were promised. I think that's next year.
I hope it's next year, but I have my doubts.
I know.
I think it might slip to like the first of
2018. So they came out with the Pokemon Sun and Moon...
Ultra.
Last year.
Yes, and then Ultra was...
And
this.
Ultra this year. Yeah. So Ultra is just kind of like a remake. Is it fair to say that they didn't really have to do too much
for Ultra? No, I don't think they had to do really anything on Ultra.
Okay, so they're it's a placeholder.
Yeah.
So they're working on something, and they told us that at E3.
They did.
So
they told us they're working on a Metroid game, and that game is not coming out next
no,
year.
No, we just got a logo.
We got a logo for that game. Granted, we got a guy talking at a table for Pokemon, so we didn't really get much there either.
No, yeah, it was just a guy in his office like, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming.
We're making a Pokemon game.
I'm drawing the Pokemon.
Thanks for watching.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
But, like, is there, like, a Donkey Kong game coming? Or, like, a... Ugh, I don't even know. Well, Xenoblade, I guess, comes out this year.
I think that... I don't know the name of that studio that made a Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. I think they're probably working on a Donkey Kong game.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be a Donkey Kong 64. I don't think they're going to do Donkey Kong the way... they did.
Are they gonna originalify it?
I think they're gonna go back to its roots and
side scroll.
I don't think it's gonna be like Donkey Kong 64 where it's open world.
Damn
and
it.
Everyone hates that game though because there's like 300 collectibles per level.
I love that game. That game was great. And the little peanut guns.
Yeah, there was some cool stuff to it. But maybe that's what it takes, is just fixing those things that we had issues with on Donkey
maybe.
Kong 64. I don't know. So for next year, I see Pikmin coming. I mean, Pikmin probably coming. I don't know.
I think you'll see Smash next year. I think you'll see a reskin of
Wii U. We'll see ports.
That's
Wii
what I was thinking. Is like they still have a lot.
Also, here's the thing. If Virtual Console comes next year...
Oh, shit!
We don't need anything.
That's true.
You can just play like GameCube games or N64 games for like 6 months,
I
8 months and be
if
happy.
If they take the stance of like maybe a game every like 3 or 4 months,
yeah,
a first-party game, we'll be fine. And they bring out Virtual Console, we'll be great.
No, I'm with you. I don't think they really need anything. If they have an online service, that's the other thing. This online service, there's only one game that really uses it, right? I guess two.
Splatoon and what?
Splatoon. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mario Kart?
Mario Kart and then ARMS. I'm sorry. ARMS also.
Okay.
As far as what else is using it? I can't think of anything.
Nothing else.
I can't think. So they got to have something with online capabilities. Maybe Fire Emblem Warriors uses it in some way.
Oh, fuck. That game's still coming. Did that game come out?
I think it's out.
Oh,
pretty
Jesus.
Sure it's out.
I missed that game.
I'm not into that.
Me neither.
This guy was talking to me at the vape shop.
Oh my god.
He was like, yeah, man, you look like a gamer. And I was like, what does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
And he's like, I don't know, do you like Fire Emblem? And I was like, no. And he pulled out his 3DS.
What?
And he was like playing Fire Emblem. And I was like, okay. He's like, do you know anything about the Switch? And I didn't want to be like, yeah, I have one in my car. Do you want me to go get it? So I was like, yeah, I have one. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
He's like, oh, I'm going to get one. It was weird. Anyway, I digress. It was a really weird interaction I was thinking about. But yeah, they're gonna have a great year next year.
I think they're gonna have another, they have to follow this up with another, I think, solid year.
The third year can be weak because we don't expect
Yeah.
We just don't want something to happen and be like, oh, the first year was great. What the hell happened that second year?
Yeah.
If it's like the first year's great, second year's great, third year, well, you miss, you can't win them all.
Third year is going to be Metroid, and that's going to be...
And Metroid will be all it takes.
That's going to be all it takes, and they can just do whatever the fuck they want.
Okay, so, yeah, that's their game
plan. Yeah, I think that's a solid game plan for them, too.
Do you have any more questions?
I think that's untapped right now.
Let me look. I have one more here from Colin. I think he wrote into us before, this guy. So,
I don't know who that guy is.
On a level from 1 to 10, how excited are you for the idea of a Star Wars Porg Racer video game? It would be a port from the Pod Racer game, but all the ships are now slow-moving porgs.
I love that we're just like bookending this episode that we talk a lot about Star Wars.
Thanks so much for this wonderful question. That was so serious and not dumb at
all.
Not
a joke at all.
So, porgs are the worst thing ever. I'm going to start with saying that.
They're not.
They are these little penguin puffin vampires that are shit rats that live on that island that Luke Skywalker's been on for 30 years. And they're in the next Star Wars movie. And he's saying he wants them to pull around chariot carts at 0 miles an hour. If this game is made, I'll be pissed because I actually want another pod racing game.
I want this board game so bad just to see you be mad because of how much you hate them.
So to answer the question, zero.
Ten. Ten.
Yeah, fuck you. All right, well, that's all the time we got today. So you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groggingGames or at Twitter
at groggingGames.
At groggingGames. Our email, if you want to email us, ask us questions or whatever, groggingGamescast@gmail.com. And our blog is at groggingGames.wordpress.com. We're going to have articles posted there periodically.
Yeah, I would imagine a Mario review and a Call of Duty review, kind of more in-depth about those games.
We'll be more in-depth with that.
Probably a little more spoilery, too.
Yeah, so caution, we'll put a spoiler thing on there. But that's all the time we got for today. We will catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.